This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, we thank you today. We give you all the glory, all the honor. I ask that you will help us today for blessing to flow. We position our spirit and soul right at the place where the mouth of your horn of blessing will reach us. Our head is directly under your mouth. Call us what you want us to be, and so shall we be gone. The potter who hands the slip, who handled the clay through your mysterious hand and your heart, you will say to us what is your will for us, and we will be formed according to the pattern of the guidance of your hand. I just want to say, speak to us. I priest of good things to come. Name us, then bless us, heal us, raise us, impart us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians, and the scripture foreseeing that God will justify the heathen, the infidels, the heathen, through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, indeed, shall all nations be blessed. That tells us that the gospel is actually the blessing of God. So the gospel is God's blessing. So if you have received an impartation from a man of God for you to be rich, you have not had the gospel, you've not really, really been blessed. So a preacher of the gospel is a bringer of blessing. And God told me sometime, he said, listen to me. Even when people come to give to you, they are doing themselves good. It's a, you carry a blessing. And truly, God decided to bless the earth through Abraham. So then which are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, curse is everyone that continued there in all things which are written in the law. But no man is justified by law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. So this meeting of today is more than a sermon. It's more than a Sunday school teaching. It's designed to make God to see it, to bless you. So you hear him for blessing. So the teaching is just an avenue by which blessing can flow through you, to you. So you are in for a blessing. And if you believe you are cursed, you are one cursed in your family, after today, that will never stay anymore. Because you can't be before this high voltage blessing. And any cause can stay. It's a blessing from the throne. And the Bible says, and there shall be no more cause. Is it but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. So the purpose of the throne, the main purpose of the throne was exposed by God to bless, is to get men blessed. Jesus was made to sit on the throne. Jesus sat on the throne and he sat. So he is seated for to bless. So Jesus is a blesser. God is a blesser. God blessed Jesus to bless. Ephesians 1 says, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the Father of our Lord Jesus, who hath blessed us, not so, with all spiritual blessings. Where? In who? The meaning of this is, who hath prepared blessing for us. So, be prepared, but blessing may not come. Blessing may not come upon you. And I can tell you what the suffering of the church is, that the church has a great lack. What is the lack of the church? Those ministers who can pull down this blessing. How do I say? You need ministers who force Jesus to speak. Ministers who cause Jesus to bless. And that's why Jesus gave the fivefold ministry. He didn't just give the fivefold ministry for natural human activity to thrive. People do ministry for many reasons. But the reason for the fivefold ministry is for Jesus to be able to bless the church, not the world. Because that is the order. Jesus, the high priest, before you can bless God's house or the church of God, there must be an ordained priest, because that's the pattern, who occupy his house or his office. And then the tool to bless the people will be given to him. Jesus has been prepared, perfected by God to handle blessing. And I want you to imagine the animosity of the blessing, the quality of the blessing. What kind of blessing? That it would take God to prepare the high priest, even from the dead, and brought him out of the dead and sat him on the throne. Is it the God of peace who brought again from the dead? And now the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, the great shepherd. So God has to look for a great shepherd to bless the church. So God knew the way of blessing. Blessing can't just come on the church. There is a pattern of how to be blessed. So God ordained that same pattern in the Old Testament. Do you agree with me? In the book of Numbers chapter 6, not so? He told Moses, say to Aaron, not so? This is how you will bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. They will put my name. Then I will bless them. When you say those things, then put his name upon them. So God sees his name, then he will bless them. So his name is the first blessing that attracts other blessing. Yes, so you're not in church just to come and fulfill routine. Gone are the days that we want church to finish. Because people are ignorant of what church ought to offer. The purpose of church is to pull down the unthinkable. That's the purpose of church. Church is too much of a terrible ground. Isn't that my eyes behave thyself in the house of God, which is the ground and the pillar of truth. So now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us, unto him the glory in the church. Is there something in the church? Glory in the church. By Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. For every church there is an amen. Amen is the end of blessing. Meaning, let it be so. So, it is church that answered amen. when God blesses. Meaning, amen also is a chorus of the receivers, recipients of blessing. And you understand that amen is actually the last name of everlasting life. And that's how he told John, he said, say it the amen. I believe some of you will say amen today. Amen. Anything you say amen to, under this light, so shall it be. Amen. So Jesus was prepared by God to do just one thing, to bless. To bless God's people, like the high priest of the Old Testament. But it is not just the high priest of the Old Testament that should bless. It's Aaron and his sons. Say unto Aaron and his sons. So, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord makes his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So when you come to church, we are before Aaron and his sons. So the new Aaron is Jesus. So you see that song, we see Jesus. It's telling us, every believer should see Jesus for the purpose of blessing. Now, this type of blessing can't commence or can't be received without seeing the blesser. So, we have to see the blesser. So, the blesser is Jesus and to his sons. So, they left us a beautiful pattern. In the New Testament, we can see the reality of the type shadow from the Old Testament. We've seen it under the New Testament. We see the same practice in the New Testament. The key word of the priestly blessing is grace and peace. The world does not know it. The world can't receive it. If you tell the world, may God give you grace, the world does not know it because they are without God, the hope. Grace and peace is meant for the exclusive of the divine. The world cannot see in me. The world knew him not. But the church has been called to see him. Why was the church called to see him? Because the church was called to be blessed by him. And you know, he said that, I'll go away, but I'll come back to you. After I send you Holy Ghost, not so? Which the Father will send in my name. He said the world cannot see him or receive him. You know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. For you to have the Holy Ghost in you. The Holy Ghost in you is meant for one thing, capacity to receive blessing. Yes. It's a pity how the devil has invested in sidetracking us from receiving the original. He succeeded. I give him kudos. He really is succeeded. Even to the recipient of blessing. And do we call them the blessee or the employee? So there's a blesser. Then the rest, those who are supposed to receive, call what? The blessee. If language means anything, those who are supposed to receive blessing, the heirs. Those who are supposed to get blessed, they have to be equipped to see the high priest. So the purpose of the Holy Ghost is to see Jesus. You can't see Jesus. You will not even take cognizance of him. You will not even ask for to see him. There is enough here to keep you away. The world is designed for you to be so busy. He said, the world seeth me no more. There was a time they saw me. But now I'm going to be far from track of the world, sight of the world. I'm going to be so raised that the world will not even think me. But you will see me. Because I live and you shall live. And Satan has changed the language of blessing. Actually done justice in his own realm to blessing. Honestly, you will never appreciate Jesus in his truest form. Jesus in his fullness of his element, all his powers to bless you. So what Satan has done is that those who are supposed to receive blessing, let them detest him. So what we call blessing, Satan trained us for more than 4,000 years to call what is not blessing, blessing. What a training. Why did he do that? Ask me, why did Satan do that? It's so that he can buy time. Okay, he has come. Let him just hang there. All the load he carry, he can download it. So let it be loaded. There is a way we praise him, mighty King of Israel, the old Mito, thank God. But yet, just remain where you are. Don't bring your thing. No. Rather, we send him things to do. We tell him how to be blessed. What to bless us with. But the things you want to give, we don't want it. We want our own. Who has done that? The Bible says the enemy has done this. It can only take any to my near sinu. Enemy. Are you getting it? That can stop your destiny. So they call him the wicked, the twisted. Someone who really hates you is not your uncle. It's one who told you it's your uncle that hates you. But it's the real hater. There's a way he has trained us through the world. So we were coming from the world. We came with a wrong mindset. Set mind. That set mind is not an ordinary mind, though. It's actually the platform of spiritual wickedness in high places. They need to knock it off. To knock off that mind, they raise fivefold ministry. And Satan, after a while, after frustratingly, he attacked the fivefold ministry. So many of them began to actually build the same mindset. Now, Satan actually infiltrated. Like, terrorists are nothing. Army will clear terrorists one day. Army. But they planted themselves into the army so that there was sabotage of effort. Everyone's the enemy in the midst. That's the most dangerous thing that will not allow you what, member. So you can see Jesus is having all power. He wanted to bless you. What happened? At times you are telling him, Lord, wait, don't bless me now. I'm not ready for blessing. It's not high time to be blessed. Bring another that one. Then we'll say. Then the devil will laugh in heaven and say, you see, Jesus, you are wasting your time. Be discouraged, you. Because I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, I won't leave these people. They will give out to children who will not think about you. No, you don't know what Satan is accusing, leveling accusation in the heavens. But God said, thank God for prophecy. Say, oh, that falling from heaven, the enemy of the righteous, he will fall. To even bless you, they have to lead you captive. If you are not a prisoner, they won't bless you. Because we don't like blessing. Have you ever seen children that they are hungry, but they don't like to eat? Can you tell me what the parents normally do? And then what do they do by force? Everybody say by force blessing. If anybody here does not like to be blessed, they will force you to be blessed. And if you think you are strong head, there are a lot of angels who are going to law you like by here. So that you can WhatsApp. By the time they twist your hand, and there's a way they arrange them out. I don't know how our parents, and then they hold the nose so that you won't breathe. Then you open your mouth to survive. The same mouth that you, then you begin to eat. That's how God blesses people. Are you blessed today? At times, timing can be the enemy of your blessing. what you are thinking can be the enemy of your blessing. God told the Jews, is there any time you want to pay tithe? I want you to say one word. Don't throw the tithe. Say it. So that you know that you didn't bring yourself here. That I arrested your father Abraham. He was an Assyrian ready to perish. A miserable Assyrian. That is a shooting summer in your Dolori Buku. Everybody. If God does not stop it, we will perish and die without being blessed. So it is for you to be arrested is mercy. Allah anuni baba o. He doesn't give up on us. Don't you see, after we were dead, he came to look for us. Even while we were enemies. You know, somebody is your enemy. He still comes and says, okay, can we be friends? You say, we are not friends and we can never be friends. No problem. He said, to let you know how serious it is. Jesus went and died where we normally lay. He made grave with the dead. So by the time Jesus was being raised from the dead, he has done a major job. Then he can get you born again. So that when you are born again, you have gone halfway. You are half alive somewhere. So that you can be sensitive to blessing. But for the fact that you are born again, that doesn't mean you will like blessing. You can still be born again and you may not want God's blessing. God's okay. You see this blessing? They are born again. But you see, it's not easy for them to receive this blessing. Okay, don't let them just get born again. Send the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, oh yeah, fear on us, leave heaven. Go and get them filled. And then they got us filled. And Holy Ghost that is in you has one job. Holy Ghost will make you speak in tongue. Catch up. Ah! That looks sound magical. What kind of a thing is this? And then he will make you prophesy. You feel as if you are the most powerful. Holy Ghost knows where he's going. After some time, he makes you see vision. Ah! Because of Holy Ghost, you can do miracles. You eat deadly thing, it doesn't hurt you. You know, Holy Ghost will begin to gist with you. Hey, hold me among Holy Ghost. Don't ban you. Sorry. Holy Ghost is talking with you. They have a place they are going, you know. So Holy Ghost will begin to toil until you become spiritual enough to receive blessing. Why? Ask me why, sir. Because the blessings are spiritual. Blessing from the throne. All of you at a high voltage to tap blessing. Certain blessing, you need some ignition in the spirit for them to rest. I say, you won't miss your date. I say, you will not miss your appointment with blessing. Everything you have prayed for, you will receive. All the things they are making you to do and make you happy is he who will come to you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Your fervency in serving the Lord is Jesus. He is to give you blessing. I say you will be blessed. Say to Aaron and his son, the Lord God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, told Jesus, sit with me on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. He said, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Your enemies will never come under your feet until Jesus speaks his blessing to you. Do you want your enemies to come under your feet? Are you ready to listen to this man who will make your enemies your footstool? There are certain enemies. All the prayer warriors in this world can't solve it. Even the person whom you send to pray for you, he has those enemies. I'm not talking about ordinary enemies. I'm not talking about serpent and scorpions. I'm not talking about kokoro enemy. Akeke and all those. Those are not the kind of things I'm talking about. I'm talking about dragons. Those are real enemies. But Jesus has their key. Those are the ones that hate you. So Jesus is positioned. How was Jesus positioned? At the right hand side. Isn't that place, that right hand side, is meant for to be blessed? Now, how many of you know Jesus will not sit there forever? Until what? So he will live there. Please don't let Jesus live there. Until your blessing is fulfilled. As long as Jesus is seated, we have assurance. Can you tell me how many years ago did Jesus went and sat? 2,000 years ago. How many times has he got left? Those are things you don't know. He's not going to sit there forever. It is until. Ola koko. That's what the church does not know. Satan also knew time. Evil spirits, they play with time. It's a time game. Jesus was casting out demons, and then he came to one and said, "Hey, Alagbara, we know. I know that you are the Son of God. And I know you can tell me to go and I will go, but it's the time. Don't torment me before the time." I say, "That one is coming, but I don't want you to stay here." That's a wicked spirit. Trying to shift the attention of Jesus from deliverance. He was bringing time because he knows Jesus liked the time. And Jesus told Hagin that day, when he showed Hagin, he said, the time was ripe, I would not allow any of them stay. But they have time. They have time. So they are conscious of time. They understand time. So the Old Testament has Aaron and his sons. That order of the design of impacting blessing to the house of God has not changed. It hasn't changed. It hasn't. It is Jesus. Say it, son. And Uzzah. And his sons. So Jesus left sons here. He raised some. When he was living, he left the apostles. He left the prophets. The evangelists. He left the pastors. When he ascended up on high, he left captivity captive and gave gift to men. He gave gifts to men. He gave some apostles. Some prophets, some pastors and teachers for the blessing of the church. When you use the word for the perfecting of the ministry, we don't like that language. Are you getting me? When it's the perfecting of the saint, work of the ministry and all that, they don't like it. People would rather say, "Receive your blessing." When it's the perfecting of the ministry, am I lying to you? It will take a blessing being, someone who has mercy, to call, see, perfecting the sin as blessing. The things that are not blessing, we see them as blessing and we appreciate them. I want you to see where Satan designed car on earth. Am I talking to you? See car. Enter one. Even myself, when I enter one, I feel it. Then Yoruba man has one free. Ayokele. Imagine that. When you give that to a preacher, his prayer, what's that? Alimosia de Oya. Bokpo Ishoroye. Anything that can make preacher change his prayer tone. Alabasa. Even common men that have no anointing. Am I complicating to you? It will be difficult to say. So there are things here that has taken our attention. You think you know blessing. You think, I'm here. I know blessing. But I can tell you, Satan sees the gap between your thought and blessing. Those are my prayers. That I will love blessing the way Jesus loves it.
He said he hated wickedness and loved righteousness. Ask me, what's my prayer? I want to be like Jesus. Love what he loves. Can you come to that place where you go to heaven without building a house? Jesus didn't have any. And Jesus didn't feel it. Imagine when Jesus is dying. Jesus is so blessed. He never had one, but Jesus is giving it out. Right now, I'm not lying to you. Before you leave this house, Jesus decided you have 10 houses. It's just a bread. Ha! Huh? And you see people coming there. Eshio, take it, oh, take it. Ah, he make the cotton. Yeah, he want the cotton. Because he want local. Am I lying to you? Well, what if you know Jesus? Jesus. Jesus is not, Paul. I'm not showing you that Jesus is so rich that these things mean nothing to him. In fact, when he came to the world, the Bible says he was made poor. The man that can command the wind and the wind stop. The man that multiplied three, what? And how many fish? And what happened, sir? He fed 5,000. That kind of a person. If you are on the earth, you'll be his friend forever. You tell him, Jagula, because he will every day. Just say the word, and my what, sir? My basket will be filled. This man carried blessing. You know, immediately he multiplied bread. Some zealots came together and said, but Jerusalem, and someone said to them, say, you want to make him a king? He will refuse it. So Lorani will force him to be. You know, zealotes. He said, this, we've seen what we are looking for. If this man can command bread, they have already calculated how many miracles he can do. Amen. We witness it live. So many people came there. They didn't come to hear the word, they came to see things. And the Bible said, Jesus escaped. He escaped from there and went and hid himself in the mountain and prayed all night in the daytime. In the middle of the night, before he prayed, before the daytime, he began to walk on water. His disciples did not see him. He has to dodge them. He escaped from them. And Jesus walked on water, found a disciple. That walking on water is another miracle. That day the spirit of power was resting on Jesus. Walked on water. I was just imagining waves of the sea. It wasn't river, sea. With boisterous wind. I said, Jesus, sir, blessing, water can't surmount you when you are blessed. What even surprised me, Peter Akpeja, am I coming to them? Ask him that, are you the one? He said, Emini, Peteru, can I come? He said, come. And you know, Peter began to walk. And Peter was walking on water. And suddenly, what happens? Eshu. Now stole Peter. Oh, Roku. Check the waves. And he knows. Whoom. He saw the wind. And fear gripped him. Immediately he saw the wind. He began to sink. I say, you won't see the wind. Jesus will bless you. And you won't sink. And I say, even though you are sinking, Jesus will pull you out. You know, many of us stop at that story and Jesus pull. They walk back together. I never thought that. And they were gisting. Enter into the boat. So, Peter walked out of where? Some of us, we don't like taking risks. Am I lying to you? Peter, but Peter came out. That's what blessing entails. If you stay in your comfortable zone, honestly, you won't get blessed. Take a step. I said, take a step. Take a step. When God wants to bless you, measure a part. I call it the blessing chart. He said, walk it. It's the pattern. God wanted to bless who, sir? Abraham. What did he say to him? He didn't say, I have blessed you. He said, leave. Leave your father's house. Leave. If you don't leave, the blessing won't come. Because the blessing can't come to where you are staying. Leave the land of your nativity. Some of you need to leave certain places. I say, many of you that are still staying in a zone where blessing can't come, they will push you today. Go, things you ought to leave, you will leave them. Hey, blessing, I say, blessing, I can sense blessing. I say, blessing is taking place. And the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You see, the ultimate of blessings is when you become a blessing. Not so, Pastor. When you become a blessing. Even you become a blessing, anybody who by mistake curse you is in trouble. Somebody, you see a blessing, and you say, it will bounce back on you. Bless them that bless you. When somebody comes to bless somebody who is blessed, the people will be blessed. Curse him. Now, the people should be careful with certain ministers of the gospel. Some people don't have fear. Baba, it's not so. Don't talk from there. Some people have spoiled their fourth generation by putting. You think it's an age of freedom? Be careful, though. You can go and cause and speak evil against a man of God, and your name can be removed from the book of life. They look at your nature. Hey, this one can never be here. And this attitude is not needed in the future. This one will curse God. Oh, Baba, you run the Baba. Angels had. I fear when I see some bold boys. The New Testament. Because of the power of the gospel, the Bible says, American Christianity. It has not helped them till now, not so. These are raw beings that they raise with spirit. In the spirit. Am I communicating to you? And you are saying, and then you want to say you are cursed. That's why I don't argue. When, in fact, when you see somebody speaking again, don't go and listen to it. Because there is a devil there. Such men, you don't touch them. He said, touch not my anointing. And do what, sir? I see some young minister, they know how to talk against me. Even if a minister made a mistake. That one. Because the Bible said this one should not be, and that one, Matthew before this thing, Luke before that one. What are you saying? Archbishop Benson, I was listening to him many years ago. He's a young evangelist who said, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 5. Young evangelist says, Zephaniah chapter 6, verse 2. But I, Dawsa, say. He said, I don't need to be quoting Bible. It's coming from a dimension. One woman said, I will not allow you to hone your television program over my dead body. He said, no, you will live and see it come to pass. I will spare you, I won't kill you. He said, you will live. One white man, after Abijah had gone to be with the Lord, one white, we call it Bob Jones, you know him, he was fellowshipping with the Lord one night. Then an angel appeared to him. Very dangerous angel. Even the face of the angel was fierce. Then the angel said, he said, do you know Idahusa? He said, I don't know. Who is that? You don't know Idahusa? An angel. Bob Jones, we know him as terrible prophet. Terrible prophet. A seer. The angel said, do you know Idahusa? He said, I don't know Idahusa. You don't know Idahusa? I'm his angel. So quickly he went and dug out things. And he said, no wonder. I was there live. Inauguration of Bishop Oyedepo, I was there live. I was watching. I carried the feeling home. Some weeks before, he came to Kaduna just to celebrate it and prepare him for the bishopric. I was told by my friends, as he entered, somebody who was sitting on the wheelchair, a woman, stood up. He just entered. He's entered. He started walking. I said, are you getting me? I don't know the kind of people you criticize. I wasn't there. I was in Bauchi. So a friend of mine now told me Bishop Oyedepo was about to intro. Because when they saw the kind of miracle and the way it's not just miracle, the way it's happening. Then Bishop Oyedepo introduced himself and said, this is the man of God. This man is not a man of God, he's a giant. The man on whose hands I pour water. Have you ever heard, I said to you some time ago that somebody will help me along the way? He is the one. He has come. This man took me to U.S., United States of America, and introduced me to audience where the audience are made up of ministers of the gospel. And he gave me the microphone to greet the people. I held the microphone. And I held this microphone, which legend of faith, Savando. Instead, I weep. I turn my face. I turn my back to the audience and I wept. Anybody will say, why? Please, be careful. I beg you. I was there live in that same program. And I'll say, let us join our hands and pray. One white man thought evil against him. He fell down and died. And this dangerous preacher just went to him and spoke some dangerous language. Like the one that he spoke the other time. As he spoke it, the man came back to life. Whoom! Have you seen the dead raised before? Yes, I've seen, but not like this. He saw him. Life. Just as Bishop was talking and one man thought evil. Among the bishop was there. The man died. Just what, sir? If you bless him, you'll be blessed. If you curse him, you'll be cursed. Some people have reached that state. When they have become a blessing, don't go and touch them. Along the line, when they are getting to be blessed, you can curse them. You may go free. But when they reach that place, don't what, sir? I believe the Spirit of the Lord is giving me grace to make an impartation real to you. These things are real. They are real. This is an ancient blessing. These are ancient blessing. You see, this blessing is what they refer to in the New Testament as all spiritual blessings. Yes, the one. That's what Abraham carried. Abraham carried it, gave it to Isaac. Isaac carried it, gave it to Jacob. Esau refused it. Don't you see Esau? What trouble Esau? Is Esau. Now, the word Esau was red. Red man. Satan used Esau's nature to trouble Esau. He has everything that it takes to inherit the blessing. The Bible says he was full of hair. And that hair, as a sign, is a sign of blessing. But Jacob has nothing. No hair in his body. Normal, simple man. But Jacob has hair in his soul. He desired the blessing. And he fought war until he took it from his brother. What they want to give to you, somebody is also looking at you. Can I say something to you? in the world of the kingdom is allowed. Some of your brother, Father, I love the way you bless your son. If only you can give me that opportunity, the Lord. What is he saying? Leave the place so I can take it. His bishopry, let it be given to another. It's not hate. He's just saying he desires it. If I know such a person who is praying for my place, I will tell you, pray for your own place too. Because this place, I'm not ready to leave it. I thought God would take Jacob and bring him close. You deceive your brother. Instead, God said, I love you. I see a potential in you. You're able to make your brother, what, sir? Say that a blessing be passed on to you. It means you like what I can give. Esau does not like what I want to give. Esau said, he toiled that day looking for grass cutter. I'm lying to you. No grass cutter, nothing. Hunger came. Satan must have spoken to him. They say, you are the, what? You are the owner of the birthright. This birthright can't catch what, sir? This manifestation of the sun cannot produce anything for you. That's what Satan will be telling you. It's your birthright. Somebody said to my son, say, listen to me. Anything that does not put something on the table, I won't believe that word. God, first of all, is not thinking of your table. He's thinking of your soul. When you deal with God, you have to be careful with God.
Shine, send blessing. For heaven is sent you blessing. Even blessing of the throne. Blessing of the throne. For there is an alignment in the spirit. My name is upon you to bless you. Ulem gruvesht, kishtumeno kapata naska. Fukubani yetu. Mutenietu Tumbeno, shweli anaka, kurubunga uge uge, ushinoko ungo ugo.
Yeah.
Ushinoko ungo ugo ugo. Ushinoko ungo ugo ugo ugo. For there is help from heaven, even for to give blessing. For there is help from heaven, even for to open you up, even into the plane of blessing, even into the height of blessing, even into the blessing of the Father. Blessing, blessing, blessing. There is the blessing of God here. There is the spirit of blessing here. For you have from the mountain, even a mountain that heaven wants to bless. A mountain for to take even boom blue bleh blessing. Even bloom, 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 bleh, bleh, blessing. Even blessing that is ready to rest. Even blessing that is ready to come. Even blessing from the high heavens. Even the heavens that is in Christ. Yay! He is said to bless. Angel of the Lord is come to help you. He's come to help you. He's come to help you give this blessing. He's come to help you say this blessing. He's come to help you put this blessing. For there is the blessing. There is the blessing. There is the blessing that ought to come. Yeah, in this meeting for this community. There is a blessing. It is a Michael blessing. It is a Michael blessing. It is a Michael blessing. It is a blessing. My blessing. My blessing is here. Heaven blessing. Heaven blessing.
Amen.
Saith the Lord.
Chapter 1 of Ephesians. Grace be to you. Peace from God, our Father. These two things are the things the ancient priest pronounced on Israel in the book of Numbers. The Lord blessed you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. Then be gracious, not so, unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. If God is going to bless the world, he will stretch his hand. If God is going to bless his people, he will lift his face. So, sir, this is not just a topic of a program. I perceive we are working in very correct time with heaven. The Father is making his face to shine upon us. It means we need grace here in this church. We need more grace. How many of you believe me? How many of you want more grace? Are you sensitive to it? So God, we need to be gracious to you. Then the next thing is, he will lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Grace from his face. Not so. And peace from where? From his countenance. So Ephesians 1, verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. What is he saying? Grace means the face of God shining to you. Then the next one, and the peace of God being lifted over you. Who said this to the church? One of Aaron's sons in the New Testament. Because only Aaron
and his son that can say that. So that is what the father ought to say. The father knows, okay, I'm giving that responsibility to Jesus to say. Then Jesus, okay, in turn, transferred the responsibility to Peter, to Paul, to say. Paul is saying what Jesus ought to be saying. So when Jesus says peace, he's saying my countenance is over you. So when Jesus says grace, my face is towards you. When God shines his face, what is he giving to you? Then when God lift his countenance, what is he saying? Giving you peace. So, grace first, peace after. Grace first, peace cometh after. So, grace laid the background for peace. And in the Old Testament, God called this blessing. Number 6. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, "On this is the way by which you will bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee." I want you to imagine Aaron in the Old Testament, and he was being given commandment to say, not so, and his sons. In the New Testament, it should be Jesus and his sons. Jesus and his sons. It took some time for Jesus to have sons. It took time before Jesus can make men in this, on this side of divide, to say what he's saying. All that Jesus is saying is grace and peace. Everything is, I will be gracious to you and I will give thee peace. Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Grace to the Galatians be to you, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. So, it's not greeting. What are they, sir? So, they are not greeting the church. What are they doing to the church? Who are they, pastor? They were the sons of Aaron, priest. These men were already priests. That's why they could say that to the church. So some people want to write book. So this was where they were not writing book. They were being commanded to bless the church. I am going to 1 Corinthians. Introduction, summary of the. Then verse 3. Let's see it again. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not that church entirely. Let's see Romans chapter 1. Verse 7. You know, he said some things before verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what opens the letter. Is blessing them. Telling you, I am talking from this energy of grace and peace. Now let's see another apostle. Paul wrote to a book of Hebrew. And at the end of each epistle is, grace be to you all. Amen. So, amen is a very important article in your blessing. 1 Peter. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience
and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, what is it, sir? Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Second Peter. Simon Peter is an apostle of Jesus Christ, who have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2, let's read together. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. So multiplication, not just be to you. So the thing can come multiple fold. Let it increase. Let it be multiplied. Meaning face and countenance. What we should pray for, that the Lord should not take it away from our midst. As long as that stays, we are covered. Apostle John didn't introduce it in Epistle of John, verse 3. John now opened it up completely. John said in verse 3, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Let's see Jude. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. That tells you all these things are family. Mercy, grace, and then love. Then and peace be multiplied. It's still the same way to say grace and peace be multiplied. I just want to say mercy be unto you. God will fall in love with you more. That's when God is in fervent love with you, he will stop not but to bless you. You see what God was doing to Jesus? The Father loveth the Son and put all things in his hand. Book of Revelation, verse 4. John to the seven churches. This is the last book of the Bible. Which are in Asia. Grace be unto you. And peace from him which is. Which was. Which is to come. Then from the seven spirits. Which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ. Which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us king and priest unto God and his Father. To him be glory, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. Look at what he says. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him, all the kindreds of the earth shall weep because of him. Even so, amen. Then this is what he now said. This, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Seeth the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. So when I'm saying peace, I'm actually counting blessing. Say that, amen. So when I say grace be to you, yeah, and peace be multiplied. Yeah. So when I say mercy be to you, yeah, grace be to you, yeah, love to you, yeah, and peace be to you. Yeah. Praise God. I say grace be to you, yeah, and peace be unto you, yeah, from he who was, who is, and who is to come. Yeah. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? And from the seven spirits, which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead. All that the three, the seven spirits, and the Father, he who was and he is and is to come. And from Jesus, who is the Alpha and Omega, all these beings are entities of the throne. The teaching is blessing from the throne. I say grace from Trinity. It's not a fallacy. It's not a blasphemy to say grace from the Trinity, from the triune God. I say grace and peace. So you think Holy Spirit does not have grace? So grace can come from the seventh spirit. It means the seventh spirit has countenance. The seventh spirit has face. So when they say face, means the seven faces of the seven spirits of God. And then the grace from the Father, the God who is, not so, sir, who was and who is to come. Grace and peace from him. Both his face and his countenance. And the face of the seven spirits and their countenances. Faces of the seven spirits. The seven spirits are persons. They have faces. Different graces coming from the seven spirit. And countenances that emit peace. Resting. Be to you. So Jesus has been ordained to give grace. How do they give grace? Ask me.
How do they give grace?
Now, you can't give grace if you are not blessed. Not so, Pastor. You can't give grace. Jesus has been blessed forever. Not so. He said, therefore, God has blessed thee forever. So the Father is blessed. The Father is blessed forever. They call God, he who is blessed forever. Romans chapter 1. That the Father is God who is blessed forever. What of Jesus? He's been blessed forever. So thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into your lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee. Forever. Say forever. I want everybody to echo. I was entering into the apostolic office in 1999. They didn't tell me I'll be entering into the apostolic office. The first time God will say to me that I've been sent as an apostle, God said, I have blessed thee. They kept mentioning, bless you, bless you. Bless you. I have blessed you. And God was looking for, wanting me to connect my pair before the grace can rest. So the office is coming with a lot of blessing. I've asked God, what am I supposed to become? What in prayers when I was in, from my 17-year-old, I've been praying for the office. Fasted, praying for what I would do. Working at times all night. Asking God, what am I supposed to do? He never told me anything. Then one day, in fasting, praying, young boy, praying and praying. The third day, God spoke to me. The word came like a wind will come to you. It came with a wind and went away. The word now came and said, you are a new threshing instrument. I just concluded it with my own mind. It means I've called into the office of an evangelist. So if anybody asks, I say, I'm an evangelist. But I didn't understand what was the call. It was in the late 80s. I was walking on the road. The Lord spoke to me. He said, I've called to be a prophet. You're a prophet. So I operated for about 10 years in the prophetic office. 10 years in the prophetic office. Then when I met my wife, that was the end. God said, I have moved you into the apostolic office. Immediately I connected and I did the right thing in marrying her. Process of getting her married. Then we traveled from Ondo to Kaduna. I'm just telling you something. When we traveled to Ondo from Kaduna, we saw my dad. Then the next New Year's Eve, 1997 to 98, a year then, that same time of the night, I was praying. God spoke to me and talked to me about wisdom. I didn't have full understanding of what it was. Then the 98 ending, entering into 99, praying in the night, the anointing came strongly on me. Then the word came out and said, I have just sent you. I have apostoled you. That's the word they use. I've just apostoled you. You are an epistle apostle. That's what the Lord said. An epistle apostle. I've just sent you. I've just sent you. I have sent you. I have sent you. It started in my mother-in-law house. My father's introduction. Are you getting my introduction to my dad? When I have done that, then they now said the word out. It is heaven was watching me. So there is a lot to whom you marry. There's a lot to water. If you don't marry the right person. Sorry to say, there was a lady I wanted to go for. Hallelujah. But God helped me. It didn't work out. Praise God. In trying to take steps, then one day after much more persuasion to persuade her, I was looking for her to get to her, and she kept hiding. I wanted to know where I'm going. So I began to pray. Then the Holy Spirit spoke as if he was crying. Holy Ghost, as if he was crying. He told me, you know what he said? My secret. That's the word. My secret. I said, what is your secret? My secret. Ashiri me. I said, what's your secret? It's now I knew that God has ordained us to teach his secret. To be a carrier of his secret. Another woman will not be compatible with the secret of God. That thing will have been shattered. So God helped both of us. Both the lady and myself. Until I was able to connect the right. You are blessed. What I'm doing right now is I'm opening your heavens. The Lord is using me to prepare heavens. There is a blessing. The blessing is resting on you. Spiritual blessing. Say spiritual blessing. I have to do obedience to get those things to rest on me. If not, they will not what? I will have failed. The blessing will hang. And may not come upon me. But I give glory to God. God helped us. I say, God helped me. I say, and God help all of you. But for me to carry, to connect my spouse, if I failed there, high heaven. I say it was like a jigsaw puzzle. If only I connected, damn, the thing came. Heaven showed mercy on me. And I said to you, you won't miss your spouse. And the Lord said, as you said to you, I don't want you to go home with something. I'm not elevating something above God. And all kinds of people, we have different challenges in life. I'm talking about in terms of the apostolic. I'm talking about ministry. Not the common blessing. I said, me, I will have missed it. Not the common, there is a common blessing. Or you call it a calling that God wants to give to everybody. We call it the commonwealth of Israel. I say, no one, none of you will miss that. I am persuaded today. I am persuaded that no principality, no power, no height, no depth, persecution, distress, tribulation, pestilence will separate you from the love of God. The love of God. How many of you know that the love loves you so much? If a man possesses a right heart, the Lord will key you into the blessing. And do you know they call this name the God of all grace? Today is for blessing people. Can you believe what I just said? That you won't live here without being blessed. Today is exposure to raw power, raw blessing, raw spirit. I feel it resting on you. If there is something that has actually, maybe something is wrong somewhere, we have corrective measure today. Is turning everything around. There's enough power in the spirit against thrones. One thing from blessing from the throne will conquer any throne curse. Is there any curse from another throne? There is a blessing. Hey, may you see. The blessing. May you see the blessing. May you perceive the blessing. And may you receive the blessing. In Jesus' name.
Okimoko kikai bukumbi maiko. Obikubi bukumbukumbukumbukumaiko. Emi eko. Ebukumukumi eko. Ebukumi mi eko. Eko mi mo ebukumi eko. Ekukumi ebukumi eko. Okpo. Ebukumi bukumi mi eko. Mikumi eko. Mosokale eko. Eko ibukumi ni eko.
He said you should pack the blessing. That he has come down with his blessing. Echo, Shemako. Are you going to pack it? Amen. The dew fell with manna. They went and take the manna. So carry the blessing. Own the blessing. Christ has redeemed us from the that's Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Jesus is a curse for us, so it is written, curses everyone. Rangeth on the tree. Jesus became cursed so that we can be blessed. Is it the weight? Because cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing, not so, of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, promise of the Spirit. The blessing come, then you receive. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law because Christ was made a curse for us. He nailed the curse on the cross. The cross there's a deadly blow to the cause. For it is written, causes everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the, oh my God, that the blessing of Abram might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. That the blessing of Abraham. So Abraham blessing can come. Say Abraham blessing. Shout it. What are Abraham blessings? Grace, peace be to you. From who is and who was and who is to come. Abraham was a miserable Assyrian until they stopped him from perishing. To recline, recover. Stop him. A whole lot, all humans became miserable because somebody lifted a wrong countenance and face upon us. And we became cursed. If you want to know a cursed human being, who is it? Someone who is ready to perish. Someone who is running to what? To go and perish. They say this, my wife knows Yoruba very well, even though she normally says something. Says, so, and that is how many of us get hungry. What are they saving us from? So, death is a curse. And it's, death is a very smart spirit. Death kills by lying to you and enslave by preaching his own gospel. Cain departed, isn't that? Cain departed. Say it, sir. Another for death is departure. Cain left the presence of God. And Cain began to die. He went out of the presence of the Lord. That was death. When Jesus came, nobody was in presence. Cain took us out. We all followed him. It was the first, the complete departure. When this man went out, after some time, every man came out of what, sir? And they never came back. It was written, as it was written, just be going. It's a curse. Upon what, sir? Upon all nation. Upon all the face of the... Let's see it. Isaiah chapter 28 or so. Or chapter 20. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto the people a feast of fat things. Feast of wines on the lees. Fat things full of marrow. Of wine on the lees well refined. He would destroy in this mountain the face of what, sir? So you see that our undoing is a face. So curse came from where? Curse came from where, sir? Upon who? Let's see, what? The face of the covering cast over all people and the veil spread over all nations. So where curse came from is from who, sir? Is it the word face? So hand can't deal with face. Adura lori oke ole di pelu face. Why you are praying? You are praying under the method of a curse. to undo the curse, God has to bring a face to us. I thank God for different level of Christianity. This young man prophesied, come up to Sinai. That Sinai in the New Testament is Zion. Where are you supposed to come up to? It is where you change your course. You need to go up to the mountain. Those who are not willing to climb will not get their course fixed. Because somebody cursed man with what? With his face. Say amen.
Amen.
When Satan looks at you, you should beg God. We are undoing things. This service is undoing what Satan has done. Now, the most powerful strength of Satan is not what his hand does. It's what his face gets done. Covering. The face. Isaiah 28. Destroying this mountain, the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil. So there are two things Satan did, veil and covering. His face and his covering. His face cast a covering. And then institute a veil. So two things. He says he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over the people and the veil. So there is a face, not so, of the covering. So it means, are you listening to me? There is a covering with a face. And then there is a veil. There are two different things. So the veil is lesser than the face. To get to face, deal with the veil. What did I say? Now you remember Psalm 80. Give ye, O shepherd of Israel, thou leadest Joseph like a flock. You that dwelleth between the cherubims, shine, what, sir? Shine forth. Kai, shine. God wants to shine. Where is God dwelling now? Between who? And Ezekiel 28 say, Satan used to be the anointed cherub that covered, meaning he's got face. So if Satan has face, he will also have a veil. The veil is his lesser covering than his face. So Lucifer is a coverer. On the mountain. It's a mountain. So to destroy him, we have to stage a mountain. God has to pitch a mountain. If not, nothing will happen. Without mountain, what happened? You can't destroy him. Because they set him upon the mountain. It was on the mountain. He sinned from mountain. His sin was on the mountain. Ezekiel 28 said it. You are the anointed cherub that covered. Well, this is when he was doing good. I have set thee so. Where? Upon the mountain. You were up on the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down and where? In the midst of the stones of fire. You know what? Walk up and down the mountain because the mountain is made up of stones. God put stones together and say, Satan, stay on top. But these stones of fire are not your natural rock. They're not geography rock. They are human. They are beings. They are spirits of fire. These are seraphims. Seraphims. Can you tell me why Satan was put on the mountain in heaven in the midst of seraphims? Is to cover. Meaning is to bless. He used to be a blesser. I had a translation of the Bible that translated cherub or cherubim as blessing. Cherub. Cherub is also derived from the word umbrella. That we cast shade as against the sun. Thank you, sir. So, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide where? So, cherub, what do they have, sir? They cover. They can create shadow. Umbrella. So, such shadow is against the heat. Smiting of the sun by day, not the moon by night. So cherubs are an ordinary angel. They have properties of God. And that's why God can dwell in their midst. They can do what God does in their own right at their level. So God can dwell in a person that can't cover. Now, neither can God dwell in a person that cannot cast. You must know how to cast. Amen. So, it means the property of a shepherd. A shepherd should be able to cast over his flock and keep them. That's a shepherd. So, one nature of a shepherd is that he's a blesser and a keeper. The Lord bless you and keep you. So one of the shepherds, shepherds dwell amidst shepherd. God, a shepherd can't dwell amidst warrior. God is a shepherd. You agree with me? What of his throne is a shepherd throne? Because see, God likes using shepherds. They have a sense of communicating its desire. Not so? Like David, who kept Israel. How did David keep Israel? Shadow. He cast. He was casting over Israel. David missed it one day by thinking with another person, another shepherd. And Satan tempted David. How did David miss it? He just told him to cover wrongly. Begin to count Israel. That was not God's intention. Yes, leave them as they are. By counting them, you begin to think of how to arrange them for your sake. Yes. Leave them. Forget their numbers. Their numbers are in my hand. So all that you just need is take your thought, align it with myself. Don't plan with them. One of the ways a preacher will kill a shepherd is sheep, mapping them secretly for your plan. You're actually inviting Satan to come into the sheepfold. So, by thought, we cover. So, you see, this is your thought. The preacher's thought matters. what the preacher is thinking about sheepfold is actually a guard against the devil. So a preacher should be able to bless, and he should be able to keep. Some people don't know how to keep. Some ministers, they become ambitious and leave the folk, leave the flock, go outside to go and invite strange gods. You want to achieve with a fold what God does not want to achieve. You are planning with this sheepfold. This will happen. This will happen. We can do this. We can build this. We can build this. Like Nimrod took over the flock of God and led them to Shinar. And what did they do? They began to use the church to build a city. So God has to come down. At times when God wants to deliver flock, he scattered them. God mentions scattering the flock in Jeremiah. I will scatter them. I scatter them and scatter them into all countries so that you will not be able to get them and use them. So God scattered the language. That's how Nimrod lost it. I, for one, have a commandment. Abraham, I have a commandment to you. My father gave me commandment, and the commandment he gave me is that I should lay down my life for the sheep. So laying down your life for the sheep, you are casting over the sheepfold. When you know that someone who has kept sheepfold, who had mastery, not just sheep of the earth, sheep in the heavens, can come to you and deceive you. Most of us ministers on earth, we have been deceived by a wrong plan for the sheepfold. Making no waitings, huh? When you are not supposed to cast. And keep casting as a shepherd. So you are, do you know why you are under training? The greatest training is taught. That's the greatest training. Don't think anyhow. The discipline of a pastor is his heart. The shepherd's heart. If only you change thinking, you can invite a cause to a church. Some people can prosper physically. It's not prosperity. It's wrong thought. The well-being of sheepfold is how healthy their soul is. Hallelujah. So Satan was casting, and he was veiling the cherubs, the seraphims. He was doing it. Both the two are lawful. God said, put a veil in between the holy place and the most holy. Then when you look at the Ark of the Covenant, is where what's that? The face is what? Coming from. So, veil before the face. Face before the veil. So, a people can resist a face. It will take a people to resist the face. It will take nations before nations can be redeemed from the veil. So, a people are stronger than a nation. Nation is in the outer circumference. A people are the nucleus of power to face a caste. So, God will not perform a feast for nation. He will perform it for the people. So, the feast of fat things and wine on the lees. Fat things full of marrow and wine on the lees well refined can only take place when a people that can do it are ready. That's why Paul now wrote to Timothy. He said, the good works read God is as designed for a peculiar people. So the job of a peculiar people is to hold feast that will bring Satan down. who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, to purify unto himself a peculiar people. What's that? What are these good works? If these people get these works down, they will undo the works of Satan. Very easy. So this good zealous of what, sir? Of good works. Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, the last verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for where? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 2. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. You see, this good work is against evil work.
Yes.
For God to deliver you from evil, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and prepare me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever. I love the word evil work, good work. There are two works. Evil work is the work of Satan. Good work is the work of God. You cannot undo evil work except you get good work done. And before you can say you can do good work, you must have climbed the mountain. So those people on the mountain are the workers of good. While they're on the mountain, Satan, you have hit the coordinates in the spirit that will unset Satan and make him unqualified anymore in our space. Do you agree with me? You know, Satan is doing everything that he does here now. Why is he having a field day? Because Satan has a claim to earth. What is the claim? He is telling heaven, I didn't take here anyhow. I took it with consent. Shall you remember, before the flood, the evil imagination of men, the works of men was evil. So that was, I perceive that was the time Satan took the hair. He couldn't take the hair because Adam sinned with his wife. Did disobedience only enter into the head? Gradually sin entered. Then death didn't enter that day. Death by sin. So when they say death is not dying physically, death is complete departure from work. Death is evil work. Iniquity. Are you listening to me? Men began to leave God in their heart. So man went far from God. And what happens, sir? And death passed upon all men. When they say death passed upon all men, say amen.
Amen.
It's not people, because man died physically. Some men did not die. Enoch didn't die. Elijah didn't die. They are in heaven. So are you telling me that they are not dead? So what the Bible is talking about death there is leaving God. Departure came upon men. That is, men knows how to leave God. And then when men have departed, they will not think about God. A time came on earth, men departed and they rested in death. So Genesis chapter 6 is actually the victory of death. God destroyed the head with water. Later on, God produced the population again. 11, all of them left. They left Hararat to go and do their hunting. That was death at work. How did man die? Ehana, ask me. How did they live? Why did they break allegiance? The death power coming from Nimrod was the campaign of a city. Is it that preaching? Promise. The man was preaching something nice. And all men left Ararat and found Shina a plain land where they will practice death. And God said, "You know, I destroy you with water. This time around, I will use another wisdom. Scatter their language." And God made sure we were scattered and threw some of us in Africa. You see, have you ever seen Africa before? See map of Africa. How does map of Africa look like? It's actually a pit. God threw us into pit before they will find us. Civilization will have traveled. We have little sense to die. Now, I want you to see all those nations on top of the globe. You see how they hate God. So you are crying, we are not developed, something is wrong with us. But look at me, you can easily praise God and thank God if there is no food. Even when Nigeria is playing and we are losing, they are still singing, "Oshe, Oshe, O." Look at me, you know why? It's wisdom. So the one you think you hate the most was the one you are preserving the most. When Jesus was born, they brought him into Africa. "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Meaning out of the pit. Joseph calls Africa bottomless pit. Satan has been shining his light. We are unable to use it. It's not useful to us because we don't have the development. I remember in London, I was watching a program. One lady was interviewing certain Nigerians. He said, "You people," he said, "I'm surprised. A white woman." He said, "You're educated. And then you pay tight." They were more educated than her. He said, "Why are you not like this? Why are you paying tight to men?" The Nigerian men, you know what I mean? If you don't pay your tithe, the Bible says, they couldn't just connect. There was a disconnect. We were coming from a shrine mentality. We have dealt with all manner of gods. Idols have trained us very well. So that when Holy Ghost came, are you listening to me? We are sensitive to the gifts of the Spirit. We are sensitive to the word of knowledge. Wow! So that Satan will not easily catch us and kill you. All of those unsettlements, Satan knows something is here in Africa. It will be difficult to move departure from God into Africa. I have said many things today. That Galatians chapter 3 crosses everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham I come upon is a blessing. What is the blessing of Abraham? Grace or redemption from miserable, being miserable. What is miserable? Flesh. Every miserable person is he who is going to a place where you will end up perishing. So the answer to perishing is to snatch you, stop you from perishing. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. I love that one. The blessings can come upon the Gentiles. But how will the Gentile use the blessing? That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, blessing and promise. Blessings, promises. Blessing and promises. Say blessing.
Blessing.
So, blessing is many things. Promise is the last thing in blessing. Blessing. First thing in the blessing of the faith is knowledge. It's not promise. But it's a blessing. When knowledge comes, you will know things. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou. But it doesn't mean he has received the promise. Later on, he was rebuking Jesus. So you can have knowledge. And your eyes are face is enlightened. You don't have the promise, but you are blessed. So blessing rests in layers. The word of God also is a blessing. After knowledge, the word. Bread that is blessed. It will bless your bread and water. So word bless, bread and water is the word of God. It's a blessing. It has what it does. From blessing. Then we say blood, cup is also blessed. The cup of the covenant, they call it the cup of blessing. It means the blood is blessed. The law of the Lord is pure. It's a blessing. So it's a blessings of Abraham. You have to receive all these things until you get to the blessing. So what is the blessing? The promise. So there is the blessing, which is knowledge. The law, which is covenant and testimony. Then the last one, life. Life. Say life. Oh, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Not like the precious ointment upon the head, the round and even upon the bed, upon the head, even the head bare, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, not so, Pastor, and as the dew that descended upon the Mount of Zion. Is not everywhere this dew comes on. Is the one upon both Ammon and Zion. Now, Ammon is sanctuary. Zion is a patched place. It means the thing comes both on the sanctuary and the patched place. So, patched place. Why do they call it patched place? Why is it called patched place? It's a fruitful place. Zion is actually a dry land. It's parched. And the reason for being parched is for Zion to travail. Or to change Zion. So the purpose of Zion state is for Zion to be hungry. Another of a parched place. Those who have some kind of poverty in the spirit. He said, I will bless our poor with bread. I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy, what, sir? The Lord has chosen, what, sir? The gate of Zion. More than what, sir? All the is there. 132. The Lord loveth the gate of Zion. Why would the Lord love the gates of Zion? Even though it's parched. Why is Zion parched? Because Zion stay in that place of stupor, presenting herself poor and hungry. So for blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is what? The kingdom of heaven. When you get to Zion, mourn. Zion is meant for mourning. What is the mourning? Looking for God. That's the blessing. What are those mourning angels doing? They are mourning. Do you see seraphims crying when God appeared? They were crying. They are not singing. They were crying. We should cry. The purpose of Zion is to weep. So that Zion can come to a set time. So that the Lord can remember Zion and bless her. He says, I will bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Satisfying the poor Zion with bread. That's 132. I will also clothe her priest with salvation. And her saints shall shout for joy. There will I make the horn of David to burn. I have ordained a lamb for my anointed. Then the next one, behold, now how good. It's a continuation. How good and pleasant for, to what? So you see, these brethren are not ordinary Zion. These are the ones that are poor out of Zion. So these are the ones Zion mother birthed. And they stood on Zion. Ready for the oil of gladness. Ready for the dew of heaven. These are the ones that can receive spiritual blessing in heavenly places. They receive the training of the word. Training of the water. Teaching of the cup. They will make covenant with God. To break covenant with hell and death. After they've done that, God will not hold back. What will he do, Pastor? He will command the blessing. What is the blessing, my brother? Say life forevermore. And that is the promise. Promises are life. When we say promise, everything. When you hear promise, you are talking about life. This is the promise which he had promised us. Even what, sir? Eternal life. Life. Can we say eternal life? The fear of the adversary is for you to have a breakthrough into life. This meeting is set forth by God today so that you will not faint but enter into life. Say entrance.
Entrance
to life.
To life.
I say you will find the life.
Amen.
You will war until you break through to life.
Amen.
You taught my hands to war and my fingers to battle. Is it God wants you to lay hold on eternal life?
Amen.
I say you will lay hold on eternal
Amen.
Life. You also know how to use life.
Amen.
The last blessing. What is the last blessing? Life. It's a life forevermore. It's your portion.
Amen.
I say you will have life.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. And then have it more abundant. So we can now know that the reason why Jesus was set is to give life. Is to give life to all flesh. If flesh now has life. And also, Jesus' project is now completed. He's raised to give life. Now the purpose for the throne access as Jesus was exalted, seated at the right hand side of the majesty on high, is to make sure flesh come to life. You will have life.
Amen.
I say you will find life.
Amen.
I say you will see life.
Amen.
That they might receive. Say that, every one of you.
I
want you to say that, every one of you.
The
promise. Say the
promise of the Spirit.
What's that? Through faith. I say you will go through faith.
Amen.
And have life.
Amen.
And receive life.
Amen.
Are you seeing the vision? This is the promise. What is the promise, son? Life everlasting. Why life everlasting? John 3:16. Thank you. For God so loved the world that he gave his what, sir? That what, sir? Whosoever should. What did God hand it to Abraham? He was about to perish. When they say faithful Abraham was blessed, what did they give to him? They handed him life as against perishing. They say Abraham found faith. Later on, Abraham found life. But faith trained him. You cannot receive the promise of the Spirit without faith. For it is impossible to come to God without faith. If you must come to God, you must come through faith. To come to God is to come to life. But faith is the passageway. Why did I say faith is the passageway? That John 3:16 said it. It's there. If you believe, whosoever believeth. It's not a message you preach to sinners. It's not a message to sinners. Not so. It's a message to those who are believers. This is a higher believing. This is the faith that precedes life. Believing that precedes life. Believe in who? The Son. To believe in the Son. Believing in the Son that will allow you not to perish. To believe in the Son of God so that you will not perish. When you believe, you won't perish. For the fact that you believe and you are not perished, that doesn't mean you have had life. It's to stop your perishing. He says, whosoever believeth should not perish. Then what's that? But have everlasting life. Now let's see to buttress this. Chapter 20. And many other signs truly Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ first, then believe he's the Son of God, and that in believing ye might have life through his name. So it means I can believe and I refuse to have life. So don't stop in believing. Go for life. But what's that? So to be blessed, say that to me, sir, is to believe. I said to be blessed. First instance, major blessing is to believe. When you believe in the Son, what happened to you? You are blessed. When you are blessed, that blessing stays perishing. Will stop perishing. It's enough to stop perishing. What we are going to preach is believing in the Son. It's coming. A message of faith is coming to the world. How shall this believe without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Romans chapter 10. This is the message. To believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Believing through. Say through his name. You might have what, sir? Have life. These things were written that you might believe that Jesus is Christ, comma, is the Son of God. And that in believing. So immediately you believe doesn't mean you have life. Through what, sir? What it means his name. Is not enough to give you life. It's a passage. That tells us that his name is his faith. His name is what, sir? There's one thing about the door to life. Is the name of the Son of God. Faith cometh by hearing. Say that to me.
Faith cometh by hearing.
And what again, sir?
Hearing by the word of God.
Say that again.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
They gave us the commandment in 1 John chapter 3. He said we should believe in the name of the Son of God and love one another. Believe in the name of the Son of God. This is the commandment. And this is the commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. So when you do this, what happened? You are moving towards eternal life or everlasting life. May you believe.
Amen.
One thing we need in this day and age is to believe. I say you will believe. You can give up believing. You can give up believing. But believe. This is the door. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. And what again? Now, faith doesn't bring the reward. What do we pass through faith? It is those who seek him. It's not those who believe that he is. It's those who what, sir? Seek him. May we seek him. So in believing, you have reward. When you believe, we need to invest believing. I said we're going to invest in our believing. I said it. I said that faith is his name. And faith does not come until the word of God cometh. Shout hallelujah. So teaching the word of God is giving the faith of God. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Let's see 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Look at me. If you believe this one, say Jesus is the Christ. I'm not talking about believing that he is Christ. It's higher. This is Jesus the Christ. This is Jesus Christ. This is the Son of God. So if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, what happens to you? You are born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him that is also begotten of him. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and what's that? And keep his commandment. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandment and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that what? Overcometh the world. Even so it means our faith is Jesus Christ. Verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Not so? We know that whosoever, the other one is whatsoever. So faith. Whosoever is born of God sinneth not. This one thing. But he that is begotten of God is a different ballgame. So, you may not sin not, and you are not yet begotten. So, faith will birth you and make you not to sin not. Meaning, anyone that the word of God has given birth to, sinneth not. You see, it means which issue of sin stops at the word. But when you come to blood, you need to be born, begotten. Is for one thing to keep yourself. You need to have mastery over the dragon. So, if you are begotten of God, what happened to you? You keep yourself. And that wicked one is a different wicked one. You have overcome the wicked one. It's different from that wicked one. That wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth where? What am I concerned about is that entrance into birth of God. Faith. Faith has ability to stop what, sir? To stop perishing. Now, why will God send teach believing to the world? The time is coming. You're going to preach believing to stop perishing. To the perishing world, you need the message of the name of the Son of God. To believe in his name. What is his name? His faith. What is his name? His word. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you are born of God, you have the image of his Son. So his name is his image. His faith is his image. Is the entrance into life. Entrance into life is the door of believing. The gate of accessing the Son. But he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth on him is condemned because he had not what? Believe in the name of the what's that? Begotten Son of God. He has a name. It means there is a first appearance of Jesus. Who Jesus is first. It's come with his name. It is those who are begotten that will have his Father's name. So there are two gospels in the Son. Believing in the Son. Also believe in the Father. He that hath the Son hath the Father also. So when you have the Son, you are born of God. It will not be difficult towards that. Have the Father. To obey the Father is to be fully begotten of God. I'm hearing it like the Old Testament prophet. Faith will come to some people.
Amen.
Is it? And the word of the Lord came unto Isaiah, the son of Amos. The word of the Lord will come, Pastor. It will come to some authorities. And they will preach with the sound of a great trumpet. They will gather the elect of the earth. How do we gather the elect? By preaching. The believing in the Son. This message is going to become concretized. It's going to be given more punches. It's going to be given more strength. And here will hear it. I see graves opening. And the dead rising. They will hear the voice of the Son of Man. The dead will rise. The dead shall hear the gospel. Even of the Son. Can we shout hallelujah? A culture is about to take over the earth. People will believe in Jesus. The Son of God. And they will hate the world. What the world is teaching is higher than church norms. The world is actually the world of great unbelief. It's called thick darkness. It takes the message of the Son. That is the veil. That is the veil. It must be rented. Now, John said, those who didn't believe, they are condemned. Now, you can't say to me that all unbelievers are already condemned. Right now, God will not condemn anybody else without a witness. This message of the kingdom of the free to all nations, witness. A time is coming, everybody will understand the message. They will remove the veil, people will come to understand it and say, ah, this is the Son. This is the Son of God. Can I say something to you? What is the sign of the Son of Man? It's the message of faith. Is believing in the Son. Is the message of faith. That is the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. So faith is a sign. Is the clarion call for the life of the Son. I see you practicing the Son. Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith on earth? Believing in the Son of God. John chapter 3, verse 17. Whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth should not perish, but have eternal life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You have to check the statement from the beginning to really understand it. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. A time will come, God will send me back. I'm in heaven. I will go to heaven. I will die. I must be lifted up. God will send me back. And when God sends me back, it is high time for the world to believe in me. So God will not send his Son into the world to come, but the Son that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is condemnation. What is condemnation? And what happened? Rather than life. Because one? Evil work. Those who have evil work will not receive the message. When some people have gone far in evil, some people have done evil beyond recovery. Anything you train your soul to do, your soul will become. you won't come to the light. But there are those who do the truth. Everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light. Let his deeds should be revealed, but he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought where? In. That tells you, that's what will take place in those days. As the message is going on, you begin to see hearts who hate Jesus. They hate light. But I can tell you, many will love light. You know, for you to be blessed is to be awoken. Response. One of your sign of one who is blessed is your response. Check your response. It means you are alive. Check your response. Your response to life. As your response to life increase, you can measure gauge what is the measure of life inside of you. And it's determined by how much you love God. How much your response is. Your responsivity is. You're going to respond more.
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is there anybody in this church that God has never blessed you naturally? Is anyone saying, I have been suffering. I don't have anything. I want to say it as the Spirit will say it. Are you of faith? You are blessed. Because you are operating in faith and you are living by faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The vehicle of faith is actually the vehicle of escape from perishing, from death. That's the first blessing. That's the first vessel. Passing from what? Darkness to light. That's the escape from the onslaught. Is it when you are in faith, you become a thing that Satan will not handle anyhow. Because you have changed address. This is one thing we need to know. And I want you to know that the evil spirit sees you differently. That you must know that. There are certain things you don't know. You don't see about yourself. But when you see correctly, you know, when you are in faith, you don't talk certain talk. You don't say certain things. You don't think some things. Because the way the heavens are dealing with you, they are dealing with you preciously. They are dealing with you exclusively. You are special. If the Father comes here and sees the fruit of faith, he's pleased. Fruit of faith is pleasant to God's eyes. Don't you see Jesus reacting to small faith? Those are not great faiths. And Jesus, applaud them. Honor it. Small faith. Say to my servant. And Jesus likes it. He called it great faith. I beg you, can you rejoice? You know what? Don't change the calling of God concerning your situation differently. God called those things which be not as though they were. Don't begin to call those things the way they have been presented to you by your situation because of the natural. God sees behind. He sees beyond the present. So that's how God calls things. You can never make God to call the present. God always calls the future. Because God is a faith spirit. He's a faith spirit. Keep calling things the way God calls them. He's also the fruit of your lips. call the fruit. Oftentimes, what makes us to say things the way flesh calls them is bitterness, pain, is death. I want you to take an account of what God has done to your soul. Is it possible to rejoice? Wait. Some of us, God is not seeing enough joy. I'm not lying to you. He's not seeing enough joy. Some time ago, I don't ever know. I know I was lacking. I thought I have all things. So joyful. I didn't know I don't have shoes. I was full. Filled with joy. Those are not my needs. When you now move into the community of believers, they began to address your clothes. They began to remind you of things. And tell you this is who you are. That's not who you are. Who you are is what happened on your inside. If you are sincere, as God bless your soul. God has to take me to a place for me to appreciate spiritual blessing. Do you know the time you are supposed to be miserable? When your soul is poor, poverty stricken soul. Some people don't care about how their soul feels. They want to amass money. They have that arbitrary in business. That's the time for joy. In fact, when money comes, it's the time for sadness. Some people will enter into more evil because of money. Money does not make God happy when you have it. I'm not lying to you. When you have plenty of money, God is not happy about it. In fact, God is careful more when you have a lot of money. God rejoices when your spirit is strong. And when God blesses you with money and it does not move you, God becomes very happy and happier. So money does not move this boy. What gave Solomon money was not asking for money. What was something Solomon was looking for? He wasn't looking for power. He was looking for... It's not just wisdom. No. Solomon was looking for how to govern the people well. The safety of the flock. So on that ground, he make a request. I can't lead the people. He never went to God and said, I want to be the wisest man on earth. Can you just help me with judgment on how to guide your people? These people are too great. Help me. The greatness is not the number. It's the status of attaining that the people are supposed to come into. They are not ordinary people. They are not idol worshipper. They are the worshipper of Yahweh, the living God. How can you govern such people? That was Solomon's heart. I pray for you today. May your heart be tuned to the right frequency. When you get your heart set, things will flow. I hear the Lord said to me, he said to them, none of you have ever lacked. I've caused things to come to you. I'm causing resources to come to you. I am the one behind it. Trust me more and rejoice. I am the one who is making those, even in your season of lack, I have helped you at every time, every junction. And I'm the one still helping you. And I will help you more and more. And I will bless you. Until your natural will flow with abundance. See, the Lord, some of you, I'm giving you a tough training. I want to discipline you. I want to discipline you until your taste bud die completely. I will bring you little for now. until your heart is completely aligned, until your person has completely changed, until there is a complete transformation from the former to the latter. My great expectation. Are you blessed today? God will lead you. God has enriched leadings in the spirit for many of you people here. It will lead you rightly. It will lead you to the right place. And bless you and keep you and increase you. He says, shall daily increase and multiply. I will increase my flock and I will multiply them, saith the Lord. I will increase you. I will bless you. And I have ordained you to be blessed. Amen. Battles. Certain conflicts. I see the Lord God resolving your conflicts. Things disturbing you. I see God rewriting the situation with a new pen. God is changing things right now. And watch before the end of this year. You see how everything will have changed. Thank you, my Father. I say, receive your blessing. Receive that which God has given today. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.